News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station, December the 17th, Tuesday. Good morning, Carl Lindebach. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Yeah. And Linda is, when I left, was in a frenzy of package wrapping. And, she's in a frenzy of package wrapping, and she's going to be out today mailing because today's Tuesday, the week before Thanksgiving, and we haven't mailed our packages yet. No, they don't have to go very far, some to Greece. I imagine those won't make it. We have some to New Mexico, some to Tennessee. I'm figuring that. You know, we go down to the Enjoy store and handle the Tennessee one, and they just mail that out for us. So I assume that'll make it. But all the stuff we wrapped last night to send off, just not quite sure it's going to make it in time. But we will pay an inordinate amounts of money to make sure it gets down to twice as what we paid for the stuff we got for the kids. Anyway, good morning. Today, Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be with us. We're going to have the Cottonwood Community Protection Group here too. The ones, if you remember in the paper a couple weeks ago, one of their members pulled over a car theft suspect, and there's some rounds fired into the ground. Well, we're going to have them on today too, and we're going to be talking about this Saturday. The Enterprise Hornets are playing the Chaminade Eagles for the state Division II championships. Our own Enterprise Hornets are playing for the state championships this Saturday, and KCNR 1460 is going to broadcast that game. That's right. We're sending our people down there, a live broadcast from the site, and we'll also be streaming it, too. So we need to get that word out, and we will. We'll be talking to our sports guy here in a minute. But first, let's start the day off with our friends from our Wells Fargo advisor and one of our favorite friends, Carolyn Cooks.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the Dow Jones is up 9 points at 15,894. The S&P 500 is down 2 points at 1,784. And the NASDAQ is down 6 points at 4,022. Active stocks today include Facebook, up a penny at $54.82, and Ford Motor Company is up 8 cents at $16.94. Local stocks include Pepsi, down 37 cents at $80.63, and PG&E is down 4 pennies at $40.94. Turning to the bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.901 and the 10-year bond yielding 2.872. Gold is down $4.90 at $1,239.30. Silver is down 10 cents at $19.99. And oil is up 8 cents at $97.86. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Carolyn, thanks. Great job. We're so happy to have you on. And our Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:10, right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 243-7561. Now, look. What's happening in Wall Street, especially getting around that time where things change quickly? Well, they keep their fingers on the pulse. They're there like 4 o'clock in the morning checking out what's happening. You need some good advice. They're the ones that can handle it for you. Our Wells Fargo advisors. All right, Bad Bob, lay it on me.
Mostly sunny, high near 71 in December, yes. Partly cloudy, a low around 40. Partly sunny tomorrow and a high also near 64. Currently in Reading, we are showing 34 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793, senior and veterans discounts.
Yeah, I got people down there, locally owned, family operated. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, Bad Bob, you know what today is?
The first day of the rest of your life?
Yeah, well, you could do that. You could say that. Today, 586 million dollars in the Mega Lotto.
Oh yeah, and it doesn't hit today. It could touch the big B.
I think it's going to hit. Frankly, I think it's going to be well over 600 million by the time they draw tonight. So it may be worth that dollar to go down there and get a ticket. It only takes one.
Your odds are roughly the same as winning a trip to the moon, but yeah, you probably buy a trip to the moon.
Well, you know what? Yeah, you could. Now, here's the other thing. If we're just talking about that, take a quick break. In fact, we'll talk about this when we get back. What are the odds of winning this? We'll be right back right after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460.
So much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM. For On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl on the Bot. Linda's out feverishly packing those Christmas packages and sending them away today, hoping to get them there within a couple of days of Christmas at least. Good morning. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. With 34 degrees out there, you want to go down there and get that hot coffee or tea or whatever warm drink you like. Of course, veterans always get discounts from there, and a great place to pick up Christmas presents, tobacco and brew. Get that, you know, get that, cappuccino machine, or get that French press. Get all that. You can get it down there, and not only can you buy great presents down there for making coffee and tea, but also other presents, lighters and all types of tobacco accoutrements, you might say, and then the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Right there. Tobacco and brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Get it all done there. Veterans always get discounts there. All right, so do we know what the odds are for?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, the odds for winning the lotto are?
Okay, for Mega Millions, because they changed the rules. You used to pick one, you know, numbers from 1 to 56. Now it's 1 to 75. That small change altered the odds from 1 in 176 million to 1 in 259 million. Your odds of getting hit by lightning are much higher.
So 1 in 259 million
yeah.
people. Chances yep. of winning.
Yep.
One in a third of a billion. You know what? So you just go, well, a third of a billion. Well, you know, frankly, I'm not going to do that. But then you think about those workers and that plan that won the $300 million jackpot and changed their lives forever.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you do with the first $10 million?
What would I do with the first? Well, I always said that if I ever won a major windfall, I would hire an accountant and then I'd hire a lawyer, then I'd hire an accountant, then I'd hire a private detective to watch the lawyer and the accountant.
You know, you have to ask yourself, what happens if you win? See, if the cash value on this $586 million is $315 million, you know what I'd do?
What would you do?
Let's just say I take 10% of it. So let's say $31 million, and I'd invest it in renting.
Hmm.
Yeah, I would. The Good News Rescue Mission, one safe place. The museum, not Turtle Bay. Oh, maybe some to Turtle Bay, but it would be the Northern California Veterans Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I would just invest the money here and then put a bunch of it into a...
Start a foundation.
Start a foundation so that money would be constantly be available. You know, for people.
That'd be kind of nice.
Well, no, I mean, it would be, you know, you could do that. And you could do it easily. And then you could actually, you know, get some things going here.
Then you get on that bucket list.
Then you get on the bucket list. That's right. You know, then, you know, and then frankly, let's think about it. How much money do you need?
Really?
I don't want to sound like Obama because I don't want him telling me how much money I need. Him telling me how much money I need, you might as well just, you know what, you know, kiss my butt because I don't want you telling me how much money I need. Anybody to tell me that. But, you know, when you get to a point that says, you know what, you know, how much money do you really need? You know, you take care of your kids and the grandkids and, you know, then after that, let them handle it. Whatever it is. But then how much money do you really need? So then at the end of your life, you could be at zero. So, you know, so each year continuously it spins down, helping people. I think that would be I think that's the way to do it. Or, no, I think that's the way to do it. Okay,
that's
but that's just me. You know what? Am I being too, like, Pollyannish on that?
No.
I mean,
no.
You know what's going to happen, of course? There's going to be, like, 12 million people coming up saying, let me help you spend your money.
Yeah.
And then the other thing you also notice from what I read is that a lot of unhappy people.
A lot of lottery winners fall on hard times. They end up blowing the whole thing and ultimately just find themselves worse off than they were to begin with because of the psychology. I think that if you haven't really busted your butt for it and earned it, somehow it leaves your hands faster.
Well, I think that's what happens a lot of time with young people. When, you know, what they get, like the young athletes, they get hit with here's a $20 million signing bonus or a $5 million signing bonus and a $20 million a year because you're just such a huge athlete, right? But they're 20 years old, and there's not really good people around them. It just destroys their life. I want a chance for that.
Yeah, at least try
I'm older.
To
I'm
test
older. I can
theory.
Handle. I can handle. I can handle that. I can hand me that $316 million. I tell you what, you two, my two Bobs wouldn't have to worry about anything for the future, for the near future. Well, for the long future.
I think that has to do with the integrity of the individual.
Yeah, I'd have like just Bob picked up by Haven Humane and taken care of. You have your own little spot there. Anne would live well. In fact, she'd probably pay me to do that. And of course, you two would just be, you know, just, I don't know, wherever you want to go. You know what I'd do for you? I'd give you, give the giant Grand Banks trawler and a crew. I mean that, and a crew, a full crew. Mm. So you could just sail anywhere you want to. Just motor anywhere you want to all over the world. With a cook.
With a cook. With a cook.
Actually, when we come back, we're going to stop this nonsense. Doug LaMoff is going to be on today at 8 o'clock. He's made some comments about Obamacare, but I want to talk to him about the budget and some things about the budget. We want to talk to him about Republicans versus conservatives, the purists. We've already talked about the mega bucks. I'm going to get back from this break. I want to talk about what's happening with the races for county workers and the California Air Resources Board consideration that's going to be done today at the Shasta Board of Supervisors. We'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palisadro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Is it broken? What's the best treatment? Is it a boy or a girl? There are hundreds of ways medical imaging provides answers. That's why there are over 100 of us, a giant family dedicated to having experts in all the ways that we can help take care of you. For over 60 years of serving the community we love, MD Imaging says thank you. And happy holidays.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Extreme Hobbies is your number one source for electric and nitro RC car parts. Their new retail store is now open in the Mission Square Shopping Center on Michelli Lane. With the holidays right around the corner, now's the perfect time to stop by Extreme Hobbies and check out the best selection of RC cars, trucks, and parts. And don't forget about the new quad rotor helicopters, perfect for flying indoors or outside on a sunny Redding day. Give them a call at 355-2520. Extreme Hobbies, where the customer is number one.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Sweet dreams are made of this. Yeah, sweet dreams are made of that. This piece of the show is brought to you by Mount Shasta Springwater. You know what? They've got their own protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. You might want to get it now because we don't get any rain. I guess those springs have been running a long time, though. Hey, for more information, call them at 800-922-6227, Mount Shasta Springwater. Check out their website, mountshastaspringwater.com. Okay. Board of Supervisors are meeting today, and on their meeting, raises for county workers. The raises are supposedly to bring it back in line with some other raises. There have been a lot of raises going on down there. Have you noticed that? A lot of raises at the county area. And I'm thinking about that is that, you know, some of them have not had raises for years. Or they've had the 10% cuts. Or they've had the no increase. So it's the Shasta County Board of Supervisors are going to vote on the employee pay hikes.
Well, it's for
at 9 a.m. today.
A lot of federal workers, their raises have been about half of what the COLA, you know, what the cost of living increase is, plus health care goes up. So their net take home has been steadily declining. I know a lot of people in the federal service who are in that boat, and it is becoming a severe morale issue.
Well, you know, here's the thing, too. Yeah, that may be, but you know, the Congress just voted on a budget to peel off a percentage point, 1% on that. For if you're a retired, you know, veteran of the COLA, the COLA is 1.4. They peel off a point. You know, and they could come up with all the, you know, the BS things they're saying on it, but it's still they're peeling something off like that over something that you already had. But here, the board will consider approving three agreements that would institute 5% raises over the next 2 years. Is that 5% each year?
No, I think it's spread out.
And increase the county's contribution to some medical plans for department heads, deputy heads, and managers not represented by a union. The first 3% increase would take effect in June with the additional 2% in mid-2015. But also be agreeing to cover more health plan costs for dependents of employees. Would pay 65% of those plans starting in February, up from 50%. That seems like a lot. If passed, agreements would be in line with other contracts officials have negotiated and approved for other county employees. So are we getting back into this thing where we're putting more and more money back into the county employees that we're paying? See, that if we're paying 15% more in for the county, for county employees like that, that means 15% and all health plans as they retire and all this. Is that what that means? Time to call Larry Lees.
Yeah.
And then a plan that would show the county's support for coordinating with the California Air Resources Board to implement new regulations. When you coordinate, that kind of slows them down. But these new demands from the California Air Resources Board to fix these diesel trucks will put many of our local companies out of business. Yes. Because it's going to cost them thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. I hope the Board of Supervisors is going to fight this like the city did. The city's fighting it. So I assume that the county is going to fight this too.
This new regulation is basically a windfall for the big trucking companies that can afford to make these investments. The independent owner-operator is basically out of luck. And you have to wonder, is that one of the deals that was made in the back rooms of Sacramento, which is noted for such things?
Well, of course. When you look at it like this is that, hey, we're going to put out of business all those 3 and 4 truck companies. That, you know, that they're nibbling around the edges, or those gypsy truckers that, you know, the ones you see taking the logs down the road, or the ones that are hauling things back and forth. That's $30,000 that's going to cost some of these people. $30,000 just to put to an upgrade on their engine. And in reality, where are we looking at it? I mean, if you're down in LA, this may be something you need to do. But when you're back up here, you know, up here in the Northern California part, I don't think we have to worry about that. Where is our pollution level here? And I think that's part of it. Well, it's pollution. We'll take what pollution and what level. And so again, it's the state stepping on Northern California when it has nothing to do with, you know, with reality up here.
Well, air here in the bowl can get pretty nasty, but that's mostly when it blows up from the south.
It's just, you know, the whole thing again. Is I hope, you know, it'll be interesting to see tomorrow what the Shasta Board of Supervisors are doing. This year is an election year, and some people are running. I'm sure that the You know what? The raises, I would like to hear about that. You know, it's one thing to give a raise for how much, you know, because they've, you know, been, they haven't had raises in a couple of years. But these are supervisory people that are up there into the, probably into the, some of them into the six figures, at least the high fives. I'm not sure, but we'll check that tomorrow too. But the, you know, the other bottom line on it is how much more is going into healthcare in this that is one of the big things is as an unfunded liability. Does this fall under that? We'll have to find out.
We have questions,
and we're going to call today and find out what that answer is. But if you want to go down at 9 o'clock today, the Board of Supervisors meeting, head on down there. Be a reporter for KCNR. Be a reporter for us.
A citizen journalist.
We'll put you in charge. You know what? If you go down there regularly, we'll make you in charge. You'll be our rep to the County Board of Supervisors and come in here on Wednesday mornings and tell us what happened. We'll be right back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Winter's finally here. If you have not done your Christmas shopping yet, we got you covered. A new kerosene heater. We have them all, from the on-demand water heaters to the big Toyotomi 73s and down to the little portables. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com. You can shop online, order, pay your bill, or just check out our heaters. We have ethanol-free 93 for all the snow machines and chainsaws, and also gift certificates for everything we sell and deliver. On another note, Northern California Veterans Museum is doing a fundraiser Saturday, February 1st, 2014 at the Wind River Casino at 4:30 p.m. You can pick up tickets at Jones Fort here in Redding or North Valley Bank on Cypress at the Home Loan Center. They'd appreciate your help. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, have a happy holidays, and thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda's out. She's, when I left, she was wrapping packages because in 15 or 20 minutes, she's going to be standing outside a mailing place.
This is like the big day for the Postal Service. They have something for it. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we should have done it yesterday.
Yeah, about 10 days before Christmas, just goes bonkers.
Well, she went shopping this weekend while I was sitting there on that board. She went to like 46 different shops all through the North State. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Things and our friends down there, Mike Huber, from Granite Kitchen and Bathroom Makeovers to the Forever Furniture. That's right, Forever Furniture. It will not leave. It will not chip. It will not go away. You make it from granite in the metal. He does. And of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. If you want to barbecue, this is the smoker to use. Plus, he can just do anything else. He is truly an artisan when it comes to the use of granite. And his design work is fabulous. Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-7866. You know, I can say that because he's done work in our house. I've watched him, and I truly mean that. He is an artisan. 241-7866 or Estate Granite and Things. Are you sitting there with the weather?
Well, I just thought I'd mention, you know, a week ago we had snow on the ground still.
That's
today
right.
We have mostly
right.
sunny skies and a high near 71.
71.
Yep. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 40. Jeez. Partly sunny for your Wednesday and a high near 64 right now in Reading, 34 degrees. The report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends.
Great. Hey, our guest is Troy Park. And good morning, Troy.
Good morning.
And he is he's involved with the Cottonwood Community Watch.
That's correct.
And y'all have been in the news lately.
That's true.
So tell us a little bit about you first, Troy. Who are you? I mean, what do you do, and how did you get involved in all this?
Sure. Well, I've been a volunteer most of my life with the Boy Scouts, with my church, usually involved in youth programs, and always done things to help in the community. And when we moved to Cottonwood from Seattle area, I was diagnosed with cancer, and we found that the community came out and just started doing all they could to help me while I was injured and started to love this people, and they had this natural desire to help their neighbors. And anyway, along the way, there have been many things happen in the community where volunteer help has been needed, whether it be the recent crime stuff or it be just people that are sick or injured or need some help. And I just wanted to give back to that because for the last 4 years since I've been battling cancer, I've wanted to make sure that I had a chance to give back.
Well, I hope that battle is being successful. You look great.
Oh, thanks.
So you came here and you liked who the people were and all that, and what they do for each other, and which is truly one of our main reasons why we like it up here. People take care of each other. They get, you know, nasty with each other now and then, but it's not, you know, going out and, you know, trying to destroy them or anything like mm-hmm. you see some other places. And they do, very supportive of causes and each other. So that led you to the Cottonwood Community Watch.
Well, you know, there was always kind of a watch. There's a neighborhood watch that's been around forever. And we noticed that our neighborhood was doing a good job at that. But there were problems going on in areas outside of neighborhoods and where there's a home here or there and a business here or there. And
well, there's a lot of crime it's an increase in crime. If
yes.
I can interrupt here for a second, it's been a big increase in crime since AB 109.
Yes.
I mean, everybody understands that. And one of the things they keep talking about, law enforcement, is bumping up your community watch. So y'all chose to do that.
Yes. So, you know, there's people that stop off at the store or the barbershop or other places and say, you know, last night there was someone in my driveway and they were filling with our cars or whatever. Would you mind swinging by and, you know, shining a spotlight and checking and make sure that we're all right? So we started keeping a list of homes that wanted that kind of service done and people that are willing to volunteer, and then just put them all together.
Is there a Cottonwood Fire Department?
Yes, there is.
I mean, not Fire Department, but Police Department?
No, there's not.
Okay. But they're, so the people you would call in is the sheriff?
That's correct.
Now, the sheriff has already said, unless there's a gunfight going on, that his people are involved in, it's going to take a while to get people out there.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, and it's no fault of the sheriffs. He's got X number of sheriffs, and he's got a county that's the size of New York.
Yes.
So if there's problems, or there's somebody in my driveway, the chance of having somebody get there to check that out, I mean, they're not going to do it. I mean, they're just not going to do
it. Timing
especially
is difficult.
And it's not a slap against Tom. He knows that.
No. Nope.
And same thing with Rob Pelletti, Chief Pelletti. It's just not going to happen.
Resources.
And it's resources. The whole thing is resources because we'd rather put our money into other things than public safety. So the Cottonwood Community Watch
so there's a phone
was
number,
established.
There's a phone number set up to make it a little more efficient because it was just a matter of so-and-so said that so-and-so needs some help, and then we decided, well, let's set up a phone number that people can call, if they have a problem, and let's use modern technology to let that phone number ring on several cell phones who can turn around and maybe they're available to go help someone in need. Of course, having some training to understand what they should and shouldn't do before they go, and to always have a partner with them so they have a witness and protection, so that when they go somewhere, they're not falsely accused of doing something wrong or anything else. But
it doesn't become my word against your word.
Right. It becomes at least two words against one word if necessary.
True. Okay. So what kind of training do y'all get?
So we have all these retired law enforcement, military, and other service people who are willing to train us. And so once or twice a month, there will be some opportunities for people to get training. And it's from experienced individuals.
Okay. And I think I've met are part of these out of the Northern California State Militia?
Yes. Some of them are members of the militia. Some of them are not.
All right. Because I've met a leader of the state militia has been on the show a couple of times.
Yes.
And I think he's a retired law enforcement officer.
Yeah, and he's done some training, and as well as other people in that capacity.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. So we have with us, we have Troy Park with us, who is in your mission in the Cottonwood Community Watch.
I just help coordinate and set up the infrastructure.
Okay, so you're a coordinator, and that helps set up how they work there. We're talking about a group of men and women, I assume.
Yes.
We'll talk about numbers when we get back, but they've had training. Not from official law, from official academy or anything like that, but from retired officers, law enforcement officers.
Yes.
And military. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll be right back because I want to talk about what you all have done over the period here in the next 10 or 12 minutes.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:43 in the morning, 34 degrees out there. Our guest is Troy Park, who is the coordinator of the Cottonwood Community Watch. And how many people do you have in your Community Watch?
There's about 200 people that get notifications.
Wow.
Regarding situations.
How big's Cottonwood?
Oh, 3,500 people maybe.
Well, so you're getting up there 5% of the people then. Now, there was an incident where one of the members of your group fired shots at somebody that was a suspected carjacker or car theft.
Yes, one of our volunteers had observed a vehicle that had been reported stolen, decided to follow it, determined that the behavior was consistent with it being stolen. When a few other men jumped out while the vehicle was still moving. And so he continued to follow it. And towards the end of that following, the individual driving the vehicle bailed out while the vehicle was still moving and tried to run away. And Jim, it's no secret who his name is. It's out there in the news, Jim Hagenson, who is not only a member of the militia, but he also volunteers with the Cottonwood Community Watch and is one of our great trainers. Engaged him, and at the point where the man came at him, he fired rounds into the ground, choosing to do that because the man did not see his warning and his weapon, so he thought
and did,
that firing.
Did the guy leave then?
The guy did run. Yeah.
Did they ever catch him?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Has the Community Watch fired rounds besides that?
No.
Okay. Let's give an example of, I mean, that made the news, and everybody got all excited about that. However, the Community Watch is also, how many calls do y'all go on, would you say, a month?
Oh, in a month? Gosh, I don't know.
And because you also are patrolling, too, though, right?
Yeah.
So patrolling keeps down problems.
There's patrolling, and then there's also just the call-ins. And, you know, I'd say a good average is 5-7 calls a week.
Okay, so one a day.
Yeah.
Something like that. Now, you just, but a lot of your calls have nothing, nobody hears about it because you go out and you check a car that's maybe parked there, or in this case, last Sunday, you said y'all picked up somebody.
Yeah, so several calls came in that there's an individual walking around, he's looking into cars, he looks suspicious, he looks, he looks the look of someone bad, and so they called it in. And these are just citizens calling in, these are not the volunteers.
Sure.
They call in and say, you know, this guy's bothering me, he's been out here for hours in front of my home. And he's
looking
through cars. He's got a backpack on and a beanie. It looks like he has dreadlocks. And we're thinking, well, none of that's wrong. You know, none of the things there is wrong except for that he's, you know, approaching your property. So we just.
Well, but the police will say if you got somebody on your area that you don't know and he's going around looking in cars, you need to call the police. So they called you all because.
Yeah. I mean, he's staying close to the edge of the road and walking up to cars. So several calls came in. So we just sent some people out to take a look, and the end result was just contacted the guy and asked him, are you okay? Because he seemed confused and maybe had some mental health problems, mm-hmm. we're not sure, or maybe drugs, not sure. So the guy said, well, I'm getting cold, and, you know, he needed a ride home. He didn't really know where he was. He was kind of dazed. So one of the volunteers gave him a ride home and told him a phone
number. So he lives someplace.
He lives right down in Cottonwood, and, you know, so we just told him, look, if you're in trouble, call this number and let us know, because the Community Watch isn't all about just preventing crime. It's also about watching your neighbor and helping them.
Of course.
So if they need some help, we're going to help them.
Do you tell do people tell you, hey, I'm going to be gone for this weekend, and would you mind kind of be keeping an eye on my house and all that?
Yeah, we
have all do that.
Yep.
Everything, you must be getting government money for this, right?
No. We do not.
I know, I was just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Everybody dedicates their time and their own money.
Yeah, government money. Oh, wow. No, I mean, perhaps you could have if you had, never mind, I'm not going to get into that. Okay, so yes, there were shots fired that time, but would you say the majority of people in Cottonwood, from things I've read, seems like everybody kind of likes you all being around.
I would say the majority do. There's some who don't understand what we're doing, and that's okay. That's always going to happen. But the bottom line is it's all there for good, and the people are going out there watching out for their neighbors.
What do you do, Troy, when you're not doing this?
I write software.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a partner in a software company for probation and parole type software.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you can, like track people?
No, we just help sheriffs and probation departments take care of their folks that are on probation through use of software.
Just basically record-keeping sort of things?
It's assessment-type software where assess behavioral status at a point in time and then assess at another point in time, compare the two and see if they improved or didn't improve after.
See if there's anomalies there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Troy? I think people in Cottonwood appreciate you. I think that we need more people that are interested and involved like you all are. You know, one of the things that Chief Rob Paletti says, he says, I want vigilance. I don't want vigilantes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the feeling that y'all are vigilantes. I don't think that you're dragging people through the streets or you're whipping them or you're taking them to the edge of town and saying, get out or we will hang you upside down.
Well, we have taken them to the edge of town and said, don't come back, but we don't do any of that other stuff.
Okay. Well, besides the, you know, the hanging upside down. But you know what? You're protecting.
Yeah.
You're protecting your town and you're doing it legally.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. A bunch of good people doing some good work.
So how do people get a hold of you?
There's a phone number, 377-3757. Uh-huh. And then there's an email address, cottonwoodcommunitywatch@gmail.com. You can send information.
So if people wanted to organize in their areas, you would help them out then probably?
Sure.
Even if it wasn't in Cottonwood?
Sure. We have a meeting once a month, the first Thursday of the month, right at the community center at 6 p.m., and anyone's welcome.
Okay. Give the number one more time.
Sure. 377-3757. And if I could, my dad's 71 today. I want to say happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Served on the USS Ranger.
All right. Hey, you're another sailor there, Bad Bob.
I heard that.
The USS Ranger. That was a carrier.
Ranger was a carrier, yeah.
Yeah.
CV-64.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Well, happy birthday, Dad. And does he live down here?
Yes, he does.
Well, good. Now you got a new station to listen to, Dad. Troy, thanks a lot for what you do.
You're welcome.
It sounds to me like y'all have a genuine care about what's happening in Cottonwood. And they can get a hold of you via the internet through the Cottonwood,
CottonwoodCommunityWatch@gmail.com or 377-3757.
You don't have a website?
We do not.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot for being here.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back after these messages. We want to talk about the big game Saturday. We're going to talk to the guy that's going to be announcing it. We'll be right back.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have. Even if you have already chosen another chapel service, that's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl with 3 locations to serve you. Redding, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
Looking for a home? If you are, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. We're proud to announce we've extended our offer to waive the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications through December 31st. Learn more by visiting your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 1-800-390-8054.
or visit us online at NOVB.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Look at what's in your landscape and water according to the plant's needs. Shrubs and more established trees usually require less water than a lawn. Spread mulch around your plants and trees to increase the moisture-retaining ability of the soil and prevent weeds. And while you're at it, adjust your irrigation controller. 4 5-minute sessions of watering may be much more efficient than watering for 20 consecutive minutes. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Today's portion of the show is brought to our friends from Reading Crown Motors. You know, they're having a big sale. Big sale at Reading Crown Motors. Get on down there, your local Lincoln, Dodge Ram, Honda, Nissan, and Ford dealership right on 555 Cypress Avenue. I tell you what, it's big. And you gotta get down there. You can have a huge Christmas surprise for your loved ones. New or previously owned. You name it, they got it. Huge sale. Reading Crown Motors. Okay, Nate Abarea.
Good morning, Carl Bott.
You are going to go down there this Friday to a place called Carson, California?
A place called Carson, California, and I will be calling a thing they call a football game on the radio featuring the Enterprise Hornets of Reading, California, as they play for a Division II state championship.
With the against the Chaminade Eagles.
Against the Chaminade Eagles.
Who are well known.
Who are very well known. Their quarterback, in fact, will next year be playing for the University of Miami. So they are the real deal. It is going
to be. They're a private school, right?
They are a private school. They can recruit, and they do.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. We're a scrappy group from up here, though.
I love it. What the Enterprise Hornets have already done for this region, the respect that they've brought the northern section, is already just monumental. And so if they were to go down and quite frankly do anything in this game, it would be a huge, huge statement for North State sports and give us respect for years to come up here. And actually, Darren Trueblood and some of the players will be on my show tonight at 6 o'clock. And
coach, so the coach will be there tonight.
Coach Darren Trueblood will be here in studio tonight on the NorCal Sports Show, 6 p.m., bringing some of the players on by. So be sure to tune into that.
Okay, now on Saturday, we're going to start the pregame at 3 o'clock.
Pregame begins at 3, live from the StubHub Center in Carson, California. Pregame for about an hour, yours truly, and my co-commentator extraordinaire, Denny Brugman, will be down there in Southern California, and then kick off at 4 p.m. for the Division II state championship.
And then, of course, we'll have a few minutes after the game for our postgame.
Most definitely, and hopefully, erring on the side of hopefulness, I will have some victorious Enterprise Hornets up in the booth with me talking about that.
Well, you know what? These guys come from the North State, and they're used to being, you know what? They're probably tired of getting beaten up by Southern California, so it's time for them to make a stand. So well, I think they will. You know what? They're a good team, and they're coached well, and they're really good. They're good men. Good young men.
Well, I can't wait.
I think it's going to be a great game.
The support, I think actually going back to their, the semifinal game, the NorCal Bowl game, which they won last Saturday down in Stockton against Manteca. One of the things that really blew people from that region away was they looked over in the Enterprise stands and they saw shirts and representation from West Valley. They saw shirts from
Shasta
other
High.
Schools, from
everybody,
Shasta, from Foothill.
Everybody.
And everyone's throwing out any local rivalry is out the window. It's the
right.
Fact of the matter is this is North State pride at its finest. And so I think that was one of the things that you don't really see in a lot of other places and has really blown a lot of people away.
And we really want to thank Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank has leaned into this, as have some other sponsors, but Five Star Bank has really leaned into this, our local bank out here, to make sure that we can get this show on the road and get it back to our people. We're not only we're going to have it running live, we're going to archive it, and we're going to be saving it in three different directions, so people can listen to it later, and we're going to be streaming it. So if you're out, just, you know, you're not right here in our footprint, But you can, you know, you might be in a spot you don't get it. You can get your computer out and listen to the game.
All around the world, the Enterprise Hornets will be live directly to you. And if you, again, can't catch
can
it, check out the archives.
Friends. You can tell your friends and, you know, you can tell your family in another state. You can tell your loved ones that may be deployed that they can listen to our own Shasta Enterprise Hornets fighting for the Division II championship this Saturday.
Again, the Enterprise
Hornets. We're really proud. You know what? We're really happy we're doing this.
Absolutely. I am thrilled. This is, without a doubt, again, this is not about me. Ask Darren Trueblood. It's not about him. It's all about the kids. But I will tell you, quite frankly, this is, probably the biggest opportunity for me as a sports broadcaster to be able to call a state championship game. And I am absolutely thrilled. Me and Denny cannot wait to get down there Friday, get all our final notes together. And Saturday's the big day, and hopefully the Hornets can get it done for the North State.
Well, we're proud of them, and we're more than happy to have. And again, a big shout out to Five Star and other sponsors that are coming aboard right now, because we just found out we got this yesterday. All right, we'll be right back after this message. We've got Doug Lamoffice calling in. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Wally Hines in Washington. That compromised budget bill appears on a path toward final approval.
The Senate needed 60 votes to proceed to final debate on the budget bill. It got 67. Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray, who was a co-author of the bill, called it a major step forward.
This bipartisan bill takes the first steps towards rebuilding our broken budget process and hopefully towards rebuilding our broken Congress.
But Murray acknowledged the bill does have some problems. Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama agreed.
And there's plenty of time to fix those problems, send the bill back to the House.
The House passed the bill last week and left town for the Christmas recess. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
NATO says six service members have died in an aircraft crash in southern Afghanistan in an area where there was no fighting reported at the time. NSA leaker Edward Snowden is offering to help Brazil's government investigate U.S. spying in that country if Brazil grants him asylum. White House spokesman Jake Carney says there's no change in official U.S. policy towards Snowden. Carney responding to one NSA official who said the U.S. might consider asylum to help stop Snowden's leaks. Privacy advocates cheering a federal court ruling on the NSA's collection of phone records.
A huge step forward as far as privacy is concerned, and really underscores the fact that this type of surveillance, which the government has been saying is legal, is actually unconstitutional.
Trevor Tim of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Most experts expect this case to wind up in the Supreme Court. Also at SRNnews.com, a global chemical weapons watchdog group hopes officials can wrap up the destruction of Syria's chemical stockpiles by the middle of next year. Facebook is testing video ads that will automatically play in a user's news feed. News of the feeds sent the company's shares up 2% early this morning. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle, not one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
Two major studies suggesting that taking multiple vitamins don't protect aging men's brains or help heart attack survivors. Millions of Americans spend billions of dollars on vitamin combinations, presumably to boost their health and fill gaps in their diets. The findings in the journal Annals of Internal Medicine concludes there is sufficient evidence to advise against the routine use of vitamin supplements. London's police force says there is no credible evidence that British special forces were involved in the deaths of Princess Diana and her boyfriend Dodi Fayed and will not reopen the investigation. Scotland Yard's been looking into claims that the SAS had played a role. It conducted a scoping exercise to assess the credibility of the information. The police say they were given unprecedented access to British Special Forces records. The claims, widely reported in the British media, were made by an ex-SAS member identified in the media only as Soldier N. This is SRN News. An official in Birmingham, Alabama, says a woman who is missing after an explosion rocked an apartment complex has been found but died before she was removed from the debris. Crews also found alive a man who'd been missing and freed him from the rubble. Seven others suffered non-life-threatening injuries. More snow trudging into New England and the Northeast, even as crews continue cleaning up from a weekend storm. The latest storm is expected to make its way into southwestern New England today, gradually back into the Northeast. The National Weather Service says parts of Maine could see upwards of 9 inches of snow. Country music legend Ray Price has died from pancreatic cancer. He was 87. Students at a Florida high school named after an honorary Ku Klux Klan leader say they're happy their school will soon be renamed. Students at Nathan B. Forrest High School in Jacksonville says it's time for the Confederate General's name to be removed. That school is majority black.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, this morning, is rapping she's probably out of the house now. She was rapping frantically last night. You know what I do? You know how I
stay out of the way.
No. I put my finger there. And she ties the ribbons around it.
Oh, on the package.
Yeah. And I address cards because I write better. And not much better, I've noticed lately. And then she's out of the house, going to whatever place is open. Somebody's going to have a windfall today. I'm not talking about Mega Millions. I'm talking about her going in and mailing everything and trying to get it to houses in, 8 days. Because I don't think they deliver on Christmas, do they?
No.
Okay. Anyway.
You could probably have it done for a price by some company, but it would not be
cheap. Yeah, it wouldn't be nice. 8:06 in the morning today, December the 17th, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's go to our friends over at our Wells Fargo advisors, Carolyn Cooks. Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning, Carl. Well, the Dow Jones is down 30 points at 15,854. The S&P 500 is down 8 points at 1,778. And the NASDAQ is down 15 points at 4,014. Active stocks today include Facebook, up a penny at $54.82. And Ford Motor Company is up 8 cents at $16.94. Local stocks include Pepsi, down 50 cents at $80.55, and PG&E is down 6 cents at $40.92. The bond market, we have the 30-year bond yielding 3.901% and the 10-year bond yielding 2.871%. Gold is down $14 at $12.30, and silver is down 25 cents at $19.84. Oil up 31 cents at $98.06. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Carolyn Cooks with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. We appreciate that. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. And they're there at 4 in the morning. So I guess you could call them then because they're finding out, they're keeping their fingers on what's happening at the on Wall Street.
Gotta love those time zones.
I mean, yeah, the time zones like that. But not only that, but, they know what they're talking about. Like, there's never been a time when I've called them, of course, and use them, is to find out, just, hey, well, how's this one doing? What should we be thinking about this? And they've got a full explanation of what's going on. I can't say enough about them. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by at Park Marina Drive. Weather?
Mostly sunny and a high near Da-da, 71.
Okay, tell me what's going on. You know what? Last week, you know, 5 inches of snow. You know, 5 inches of snow. It's 34 degrees out there right now, which means it was colder last night. And, I mean, you have to, you know, you have to use a battery charger on a rabbit to jumpstart it so elk killer can chase it. So, I mean, what is this? And that's going to be 71. It was 72 yesterday.
Yeah. Actually went outside and go.
Is this global warming?
I think if you ask the people on the East Coast, they would tend to disagree.
We just got 9 inches
of
snow.
We're just in a.
This is the coldest, temperature in a quadrillion years they found up in Alaska. Yeah,
this is normal variations as far as historical records go, regionally. What they are worried about though is that it's going to get very dry if we don't get some water in the high country soon. Finishing out the weather report here, partly cloudy, low near 40. Sunny for your Wednesday and a high near 64 right now in Reading. We are a brisk 32 degrees, depending on where you look. The report brought to you by the people who are your warm friends. Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Senior and Veterans Discount, Shasta Gas Propane.
All right, and we're going to take a break. Congressman Doug LaMalfa has told me he's going to call in this morning about this time. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. AM, and visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach, she is out. Mailing. This portion of the show brought to you by Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He gives guarantees other shops can't. He'll fix a chip, a small chip, and then cracks up to over 24 inches in length. Guarantees his work. And if you can't do it, he'll tell you right up front. Give Jeff Wurst a call, 241-8373, or check him out at 3208 Market Street, Reading. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest today. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing? How's it been? How's it been since you've walked the hallowed halls of Congress? Is it what you thought?
You can never probably really take in the depth of what it would be like until you're doing it, and it's still a pretty amazing experience, because every time you walk through what's known as Statuary Hall, which is the original floor of the House of Representatives, you just get some level of chills at what you're part of. I mean that on the good side.
Well, yeah, I've been there, and you're absolutely right. I mean, these are the giants of our democratic process, democratic election, of our republic here. And so, I mean, it's, I'm glad that you feel like that. I'm glad that you're not just jaded by it already.
Well, you can be jaded by certain things, or, how things sometimes go in the public eye or media or things like that, but you can't be jaded about what we've been bestowed upon by our founders and by everybody that's ever laid down their life or stood up for us in defending that for all these years, So, I mean, more than one colleague has said, well, actually we were at a evening dinner meeting with Newt Gingrich the other night. And he said to us, if you ever walk out of that building at night, on the east side, and you're walking towards the Supreme Court and Library of Congress with the Capitol in your, rear view there, and you don't feel a tingle, it's time for you to go. Okay? And so...
I believe that.
I remember that, and boy, I feel the tingle.
Hopefully it's not the same one that Chris Matthews felt. So
I don't even know what that is, and I don't think I want to know.
Okay, Congressman, the budget. You voted for the budget.
Yes, sir.
But it seems like there was a lot of other Republicans that also voted for the budget. It wasn't strictly a one-person vote there. It was bipartisan. But can you... There were parts about it. I know there are parts about it you're not happy with.
There's about 170 of 230 Republicans did support the measure. And it's certainly, like many things that come down, and your experiences in government, is that it's compromise. Compromise in the process, but also just a compromise of what you think you can get done. And so if you want to roll back to just a couple months here, when we had the government shutdown and all the ugliness around that. Now, some people might say, government shutdown, that's kind of a cool idea. We like it. Shut this sucker down and get it out of business. Yeah, I get that sentiment. But when you really put it into action, it's pretty bad for a lot of people in the country, a lot of things we care about. Look at what happened during, let's talk about military readiness. And this is partly a product of who do you have in the executive branch that are setting the priorities of what it is you're going to be doing in any government activity, and what their priorities are, and how to mitigate when the Congress gets into a fight over budgeting and has a government shutdown. We saw the White House punish the American people on shutting down the national parks when it didn't need to. It took actually an extra effort to shut them down the way they did, instead of leaving open like all the monuments in Washington, D.C. and certain other parks around the country that really don't require the type of staff for people to visit them or go through them. They actually made an extra effort. Then look at the area on military spending. They suspended the work that was being done, for example, on the refitting of the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier and some of the other ships that are part of that task force. and this was only shut down for about 16 or 17 days. Yet, I think there was the desire to inflict pain on the American public and use these things that we care about as leverage to say, you Republicans need to raise more taxes, you need to give us more authority to do what it is we want in the executive branch. And so these are examples we saw of what happened in the shutdown. And on the House, the U.S. House side, we passed a responsible continuing resolution. We couldn't get a budget done, and we fought and fought to get the right type of spending program done under a continuing resolution. It was more or less keeping things going how they were, right? Which during the last couple of years, we have seen the line being held on spending on the elective side of what our budget process is. So,
well, this is this the first budget that's been passed? It's always been continuing resolution. So this is the first one that's
been several years. You remember how the U.S. Senate hasn't even passed a budget a proposal in 4 years,
right?
And let's just say this: the budget is not the be all end all. This is the guideline. This is the plan for what the budget would be for in this case the next almost 2 years.
Right.
So what we're looking at is that now we're going to have an appropriations process instead of handing the authority over to the White House, to the Treasury, to bureaucrats, which is what happens in the CR, the continuing resolutions, the authority to actually have the full process like we're talking about here is deferred. And that's what we've had to patch together the last few years. You know, I've been there 11 months, so we've already had a couple CRs already. The last one I could not support because of some of the things I just listed. It didn't really move the ball. We tried to use CR and debt ceiling as leverage on the Obamacare mess. And the House passed these measures, sent them over to the Senate. Harry Reid stopped them cold. What really mystifies me is how this is somehow the Republican shutdown. Instead, this was the Harry Reid shutdown.
Well, we
fought this through, and he didn't even want to address it. He didn't want to even negotiate on it. Neither did the White House. So go ahead.
Well, they have the media. They I'm pretty sure they won a lot of that media war on that. And you can see this. We went through and, okay, here's a law. All this is open and didn't. Instead, we have that. We had sequestration, which is a huge problem. Congressman, we have to take a quick break. And when we come back, you know, can we talk about what is positive about this budget?
Yeah,
because there's a lot of people talking about that. And then later on in the show, we want to touch on that it seems to be a battle between Republicans and conservatives. I mean, or conservative side of the Republican Party seems to be.
Yeah, that's a little overblown. Let's talk about all these things.
All right. And then the other thing I want to talk about while we're here, I know that's got a lot of stuff, but Obamacare, the Affordable Health Care Act. I know you were in the area, but there's new articles now coming out with that, what it's going to do to small business and the people of this country.
Yes, sir. All right. Look forward to it.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Our guest,
if you are running
Doug
your
Malfa.
You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts, natural food supplements, the in-store deli, and Amazing Foods for Life. I can't say enough about Joe and his family and the great things that they do out at Orchard Nutrition. Give them a call at 244-9141 or head over to Cypress Square out there in at Shopping Center, and they're right on Locust Street right behind them. Again, Orchard Nutrition, great selections, great food, great people. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And Congressman, I just thought I'd there's obviously there's got to be something that's positive about this budget because everybody's taking shots at it.
Certainly. In the first segment, I was trying to set up what the atmosphere here is going in from the previous CR vote, which I did not support, coming into now this either a CR, we would, you know, I'm using the jargon. Continuing resolution is what we would have been up against on January, which is, again, just a temporary budget spending measure, or doing an actual budget process, which is what Paul Ryan set out to do, and he was able to hammer it out with Senator Patty Murray of Washington. Well, most Americans kind of like seeing that people are talking at the table. And if you watched any of the interviews with, there was a really good one the other day, I think it was on the NBC's show, news bit of how Ryan and Murray actually figured out how to agree on stuff. And that doesn't mean really either one of them sold out on their principles. Paul Ryan is a very conservative, decent guy. And so the hype starts getting whipped up out there like, oh, these guys are selling out. He's not a conservative, he's a rhino, all this stuff. Like, the American public finally expects us to get something accomplished into the day. And this lumping along from crisis to crisis and continuing resolution to debt ceiling to shutdown, it's not really a good way to run the country. And by golly, you know, during the Christmas season here, people don't really want to hear about Congress anymore either, you know. And so this was a measure to say, let's get this done right the best we can. And so I mentioned what the atmosphere was coming in. The shutdown hurt us pretty bad, and there wasn't the accountability held to Harry Reid on the Senate side or even the president unwilling to negotiate. So this kind of gives you the field we're playing with. So when we get back in January, had not this budget passed, we'd be right in there coming up on another deadline crisis thing on January 15th.
Right.
The closer we get to that, the worse the bargaining power seems to be for the Republican side of the aisle. We get blamed for all of it, okay? And so...
So now we've got the... So now we've got a budget. You've got the Senate. It's got to do something with it, at least.
It looks like there will be a vote today. It looks like they're going to agree to it. And so we move forward. Now, let's talk about the things in it. An aye vote on the budget means one thing. A no vote means something else. So I have to cast one or the other. So casting a no vote might have been the easy thing for me to do in the eyes of a lot of folks. Like, why can't you just vote no on that bad thing? Let's talk about military readiness. This is one of the more important key things. I already talked a little about process. That's extremely important on the budget and what's going to be happening during the upcoming 2 years under it, in that instead of crisis management, we're going to actually have appropriation committee hearings to talk about the budget line items. That's where things get done in the light of day. That's where it gets done on TV, on C-SPAN, where people come into committee and talk about what these things are. You know, we had an important healthcare meeting last night with some folks in town there that I think it got reported in the media.
Yeah, it did.
And so people like that can come in and actually have themselves or representatives testify in front of the committee and say, this is what's important about hospice care and the funding for that, instead of it just being thrown to the Treasury and the White House. Okay, so we've got a lot better process because of enough aye votes, I think, in this. Now let's talk about what we're going to be facing with military. The sequester reduction is this automatic last resort thing that was never supposed to happen the first time around because the two sides are supposed to get together and work things out, hammer it out. Well, it happened last time. Nobody liked the sequester, really. The only thing good about it is that it causes a discipline in spending that is automatic, that can't be bargained away, per se, at the last minute. If people hold tight, and the Republicans in the House did hold tight, say, you know what, we don't like this sequester, but we got to make a statement. We have to make an effort towards budget balancing. In this negotiation, a portion of it was set aside. In the second round of sequester, though, the reductions that were going to happen under the sequester, under those budget reductions, 65% of them were going to be borne by our military.
It would have destroyed, it would have started to destroy our military strength at that point. It's tough enough.
Well, it's already weakened.
It's right.
It took a shot during the shutdown when the president, somewhere in the executive branch decided, hey, let's quit refurbishing the Abraham Lincoln and that other carrier task, that other carrier task force. And they were going to pull one out of the Gulf. I mean, you know, really? This is, when you talk about priorities here, where should we be spending? And the nation's defense should be one of the highest priorities there, whether it's at the local level or at the military level. I think we're responsible for the people's safety. And they're punishing us with that. They punished us with the shutdown as a people, and we couldn't afford to go into that situation again, because look what China's up to right now.
They're launching their carriers. This is not to guard the Yangtze River. Anybody that's got a half a brain knows they're out there for power projecting. They're already claiming half of the China Sea. They want the rest of it.
Well, they just put a rover on the moon there. So what is this? Their technology is starting to catch up a little bit. And so when they can do a soft landing on the moon, that means they can do things with ICBMs and targeting and all that stuff. So we have
from space.
We have a situation here that means we can't afford to look weak or let a guard down here. I mean, we've already had enough damage from 5 years of this administration and not paying attention here, because I don't think they really, at the end of the day, believe in our military.
Well, I don't think they do either. I think there's a complete disdain for the military under the Obama administration. There's 100 reasons for it.
And look, and if their priority was that, I mean, how many times have you and I, Carl, had a conversation about the VA? Wouldn't they be fixing that the first day? Say, you know what? We're going to demand accountability in the VA for how our returning veterans, how those that have a need that they get addressed, that they get their claim processed, and they get it done fairly, and they get it done timely. We can still hardly get them to do that now. And that's their executive power. They appoint people that don't seem to care. I think they had a big splashy retirement for somebody down at the Oakland one yesterday.
And that's one of the worst offenders in the whole system, is how many they've got backed up in their deny, delay, until they die thing. So
it is, I guess, until you talk to your colleagues from around the country. My friend from Pennsylvania says the Pittsburgh one is the worst one in the world. So, you know, it's everywhere.
Hey, Congressman, we got to take a quick break here, and we have people been waiting on the line a long time. So when we come back, I know they've got a question. So let us take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest. Carl Lindebot, KCNR, 1460.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would.
Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. 8:32 in the morning, 32 degrees out there. Today, December the 17th, Tuesday, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great prices, great haircuts, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold right here in the city of Reading. I just would like to remind everybody that this Saturday at from 3 to 7 p.m. will be the Servicemen's Feast, dinner for military, police, and firemen families. It's at the Veterans Memorial Hall right here on Yuba Street. And again, it goes from 3 to 7 p.m., sponsored by a Walmart and our Missing in America project. Congressman Doug LaMalfa is our guest. And Congressman, we have a caller here. Ron, good morning. Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, good morning. I do have. I have a statement to make, and I have a question. The California Air Resources Board putting all kinds of restrictions on our diesel trucks and shutting businesses down in the process of doing it, I guess to protect us against bad air quality. Okay, now my question is, somebody is spraying us down with aluminum, barium, and things like that from this jet aircraft that are flying over our head on a daily basis. They crisscross the skies and leave a trail that what eventually forms into a cloud that covers the sky. And also, I've been noticing years ago they talked about the oak tree disease, and they that the oak trees would just die. Now I'm noticing our digger pines are doing the same thing. Our manzanita is also doing the same thing. And I'm wondering if it's part of this problem of this spraying of this aluminum stuff. And they say it's down to, like, say, 10 microns, and an air filter. I mean, your respirators can't even filter it out. So I'd like to know who is doing it and why are they doing it and what can we do to stop it. We don't seem to be able to find anything out about this. Is this government aircraft that are being leased by our government, or is this our, like, Air Force planes or something? Anyhow, we just can't find anything about it here in the United States of Communist America, and I'd like to know if there's any way that you can find out about it and maybe give a report to us.
Okay,
so that's
Ron.
My question.
Okay, Ron, thanks a lot. The first question is about the our air quality thing here, where they're trying to do away with the diesel trucks. They're trying the Clean Air Act here, or committee. Let me get it right here. The California Air Resources Board.
And Ron,
just for your own edification, they are meeting today at the Board of Supervisors. If you would like to go down there and listen to them, because they're going to, hopefully they'll be fighting that. Anyway, did you get the questions there, Congressman?
I did. Briefly on CARB, they've used faulty data or non-data or created made-up data on assigning what the value is of the mandates on cleaning the air on off-road diesel equipment, such as people using construction, or what timber and ag would be using, and certainly on our over-the-road trucks. And they're using it as a mechanism, I think, to just hand out fines for when people do it. Well, there's some big deadlines coming down the pike pretty soon on people having to retrofit or change out their trucks. And in this economy, you just don't go out and replace your truck with another new $120,000 or $30,000 truck that somehow someone has deemed compliant. Everything has to be newer than, I think, 2007.
Yeah, it's
be
a,
okay
it's a
for
terrible
a while.
Law.
And then it,
terrible
then
law.
You have to change. Well, it's not really even a law. This is rulemaking done by the state's version of the EPA.
You're right. It's not even been passed in the House. There's just somebody says this is what we think it should be.
Well, these are broad laws that were passed, I think, in 2001 at the state level. It says, you know, the legislature writes a blank check, says, hey, go clean the air. And CARB says, okay, we'll go do it. We want you to get your number. This is even pre-global warming CO2 stuff, okay? And so that's a whole other discussion here. But, you know, you can understand, okay, let's do something about soot and those kinds of emissions that come from it, but what actually works here? And so when the state mandates something that Caterpillar hasn't even invented the technology for Tier 4 engines yet, I don't know at this particular moment how close they're getting to having engines that can be sold in California. I think Cummins has them and some of the others, but Cat pulled out for a while. I mean, can you believe that? Caterpillar pulling out of California, not building diesel engines here? this happened a few years ago. So what does that mean for everybody out there? You know, we have trucks that run cleaner that were made in 2007 than what you had that was made in 1995. And just upgrading the whole fleet by natural attrition means you're going to get better with the newer engines, but you have engines that can't even run right now because of the systems that are being choked onto them. So CARB needs to hear about that. CARB needs to understand the economic harm this is going to cause, and that you don't make the air better by forcing other areas that don't have some level of regulation to do more of the work. So reverting over to the jet stream biz there.
Yeah, the chemtrails.
I'm hearing more and more about this, but I don't have a handle on it, whether it's really real or whether this is, you know, internet stuff or not. I mean, you know, it can sound that way, but I don't know what the government would be, what its interest would be in going out spraying stuff over the population. But more and more people are sending me pictures. What are these jet streams you're seeing? What are these trails you see up there? These aren't the normal ones that would come from just jet engines running and, you know, making condensation and then it blows away. They seem to hang around. So I guess it's time to make some more formal inquiries with this stuff and see what is going on. Why do people believe that there's stuff being sprayed that has aluminum in it? You know, we've all heard of cloud seeding where they use some form of a silver.
Uh-huh. Well, I think
to seed clouds, but this doesn't really seem to be a thing about seeding clouds in order to cause rain. This seems to be perhaps something quite different.
Well, so, I think, you know, if there's the one thing you could do, Congressman, that would answer the question, is all you have to do is have somebody find out where logistically people are loading thousands and thousands of tons of this stuff into aircraft that have been flown. And they're talking, this is, goes back to the Nixon administration, if not soon, if not longer. And where have they been flying out of? Where are the crews and all this stuff? And why hasn't somebody that's flown a mission or been on a mission or loaded a plane come forward? So,
well, somebody would come forward because that's a pretty hard secret to keep.
Yeah, so that's the one thing. I'm not saying there's not stuff in the air, but I'm just saying is before you talk about, you know, thousands of airplanes spraying millions of tons, I go back to that logistics part is how hard it is to move a platoon of Marines 50 miles. And we're talking a lot. So that's just my opinion.
There is that. So, I think it's worth checking out because it keeps coming up and people want answers to the questions.
Absolutely, it is. It's worth, you know what, and I'm more than willing to step back from what I'm saying if somebody can show that to me. And I will trumpet it from the top of the tower here. So,
Don't hurt yourself up there, though.
No, I won't. No, it's... I can plug in there. We're going to take a quick break. Our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff. When we come back, I'd like to talk about Obamacare and the impact you're looking at it from up there. In fact, you just talked to some people. We get a lot of comments here about it. And now the latest is the impact it's going to have on small business is just going to be catastrophic. So we'll be right back. Our guest is Congressman Doug Lamoff.
Mom of four young boys, and most days are crazy, wild, full of energy in Boyland. And although my daily routine changes, there's not one day that goes by that I don't use the word no. Am I mean? Am I trying to torture my kids? Am I a killjoy? Actually, I'm the complete opposite. I love fun. I love crazy. I love spontaneity. But what I don't love is an unprotected love. I don't like having to say yes to things when I don't know the overall cost. I don't like leaving my boys vulnerable. I don't like things that can hurt them or wound them or worse off, end up leaving them with life-altering pain. Why? Because I made a commitment to them from the moment I conceived them to protect them, keep them safe, and nurture them into adulthood. And God did the exact same thing for you. He has a no, but more importantly, He has a huge yes over your life. I love the quote that says, when God gives you a no, give Him a thank you. He was protecting you from less than His best. Have you ever stopped to think about why God says no to you? Is He a mean guy up in heaven trying to spoil your fun? The Bible says that God has a huge yes before He ever had a no. His first yes went something like this. Yes, I will be your dad. Yes, I will protect you. Yes, I will love you. Yes, I will give you my very best. I'm Havilah Cunnington with Moral Revolution. To find out more about us, visit moralrevolution.com today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Alliance Heating and Air is bringing you this segment of Free Fire Radio. You know, Martin and his people, Martin Graff and his people, second generation there, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It is 32 degrees out there. They can fix your heaters now. They can service them. They can add what it needs. They can take away what it needs, but they are there to keep you warm. I can't say enough about them. We use them. Bad Bob uses them. Professionalism is the quality that you just enjoy when you have Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call, 221-2642, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, and they truly support this country, this nation, and this city. And speaking of somebody that does that is our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa. Congressman.
Yes.
Obamacare. What's happening here? I mean, it was so bad, but I mean, I don't know if it's worse when the software, if the website didn't work, or that now that it's working a little bit.
The website was the first phase in revealing how poorly put together this is, but it isn't the big picture, because really the bigger thing is that's the first symptom of the problem. The bigger picture is how much is this really going to cost people in terms of jobs, of opportunities, of what it's costing people on the bottom line, on their own insurance, where they're going from what might be a low deductible of $1,000 or something per year, and you're hearing people say, mine has jumped from 1 to 6, and my monthly payment has jumped from 1 or 2 or 300 to 600 or 900 or 1200, and the copay has jumped from a minimal one to something much higher than that. So we're looking for the word affordable in this document, and it keeps not popping up.
Well, I see that also the part here that the scary part is they backed off when certain groups had to have the medical care till after the elections in 2014. I think it's like a week after it. But I would hope by then is that people would understand is that what about these millions of people just lost their more that lost insurance because of this?
It's when you've had your plan completely disrupted because it doesn't somehow pass the muster of somebody in Washington, D.C. What does that do? What kind of danger does that put you in? Because, you know, pre-existing conditions have always been a battle for people to become insured if they have a pre-existing condition. Well, if I've been kicked off of a plan and I had something that, you know, I've been in the plan for 10 years or what have you, and I was perfectly healthy when I got there, but something cropped up that now I have a condition. If I get kicked off the plan and I have to go seek a new one, I walk into the new plan with a pre-existing condition, which makes, in the traditional sense, people uninsurable, right?
Right.
When you're talking about the pooled risk. Well, Obamacare is supposed to fix all that stuff for pre-existing conditions, but how many problems is it created by turning people into these basically orphans of having lost their old plan? And when this thing is all sorted out and people finally decide it doesn't work, where does that put people back? Can we put this all back? Can we put Humpty Dumpty back together again? A year or two from now when everybody finally says, okay, we give up on Obamacare, it can't work. Now, the Democrats want to take us towards the full route with a single payer, which is what Hillary Care was trying to be back in the 90s.
Well, they don't want this to work. So as far as they're concerned, let it have all these problems, because when the next time around is, let's just offer Medicare to everybody. And let's do it that way. Oh, look, but what a great deal it's doing for our people that are on Medicare now. Or, oh, gosh, hey, how about the government system for the VA? Let's talk about how good that is. Yeah.
It's one thing if you're being offered it and being forced into it, because everybody's, you know, me and my wife, she got on the computer here last Sunday, and we're both madder than heck over being forced into this thing that's broken. And, you know, that's just our family. Everybody across the country feels this way. Like, why do I have to get into this broken thing when I'm unhappy where I was? So Obamacare didn't need to take the entire country and change your health care system. The idea was,
or at least the concept should be, like, okay, how do we do better the people that are uninsurable, those pre-existing condition folks, and the people that are truly poor that have no way of getting into it? Because those are the folks that go in the emergency room. Those are the ones that sometimes have to get checked into hospitals if they didn't normally, or they wouldn't normally have to, because they would do things ahead of time, or they would be seeking it in a more cost-effective way and still getting good results. So that's the thing we should be attacking. But Republicans put forward these ideas, and they get shot down, because I really believe that the Dems and administration for years have wanted to say, let's drive up the cost, let's make things fail, so that we can have our opportunity to move in and have government take over. That's what it looks like. So it's been tough going with this, but we had a government shutdown kind of over that issue, but we think it's worth fighting for. And this budget deal the other day we were talking about, I think we're lurching in the right direction. There's a lot of things that are distasteful in that. You know, we on the budget itself. I mean, I didn't like the provision there on the retired military seeing an adjustment made in their pension here. And this, you know, Carl, this affects not taking away what they have, but it would affect that the cost of living adjustments, which run, I think, around 3%. Or whatever the consumer price index is.
Well, you know what? It hasn't been, I tell you what, it hasn't been 3% in a long time. Sometimes it's just like 1.
And, well, the CPI less 1 is what is being set out.
Right.
There.
So, and if it's a, and so because the economy has been in a tank, so it could be like a 1.2. Like, I think this year it's like 1.6. So if you lose that 1 point, you've got a 0.6 then increase.
So, yeah, what you're looking at is, let's say you have an annual of a $40,000 pension retirement for military. And if you're going to get a, let's call it 2%, that would be $800. Knocking 1% off means you're knocking 400 off of it. Some of the veterans I've had a chance to talk to or hear from on this say, you know, we're looking at the trade-off here, and what we're looking at in military readiness in this budget that has been saved by putting that part of the sequester aside is maybe a good sacrifice. And I'm not the one to do that, because I didn't like it. This isn't something I would have put into the program for the budget. It isn't one Paul Ryan that sort. This is something that Patty Murray and the Dems wanted. And what it does, and here's where one of the positive pieces of ground made in the budget was that for the first time in a long time, that federal retirement pensions are those pensioners are going to be contributing more to it. And what's interesting about that is our whip, Kevin McCarthy, was talking to the Democrat whip, Steny Hoyer, about this just a couple of weeks ago. And what Steny told him was that, look, there's no way that we're going to go there on pensions with you on federal employees. Well, in this bargain that was struck, it got passed. Paul Ryan, our negotiators, managed to hold out for that. But there is trade-offs in a compromise, and what happened here, this is what happened on the military pension one. It's not taken away. It's the cost of living adjustment is going to be now 1% under consumer price index. Is it right? Is it good? I don't know, but we have to ultimately put a package together. And I decided that the honest thing to do was support what I thought was a decent package. Voting no against it would have been easy, I guess, and maybe I would have looked like a hero to some, but I didn't feel right about it. I felt like it would have been not really honest, and it wouldn't have been, I wouldn't have felt good about not being part of trying to set the nation's budgeting process and in that pension thing and our military readiness. The consequences of a no vote would have been those things, and I think that was probably partly dangerous and not responsible. So this was part of what we had to do to get that bargain.
Okay. My only concern is that you've taken, you being Congress, has said, okay, you're retired, and we're going to change the plan. And that if this is, you know, okay, this is for future, you know, earnings that you have through cost of living, and that it doesn't become something like, you're 45, you can pay more into it now, we're going to take this part away from you. Do you understand? I mean, do you see what I'm saying on that?
Well, people currently in the system, there's a tiered setup there where they're not going to be,
right,
told to pay more, but for, for new people coming into the system, and it's a tiered thing with a whole chart.
Well, you know, if it's new people, if it's new people, it's like anything else. Hey, look, you're signed up under this one. I know I'm going to have to pay this and this and this because that's what I'm doing now. That's no problem.
The good thing, Carl, we're now going to have an appropriations process where this can come out in the public and be vetted on the military retirement. The first phase of it, which is 0.25% of that 1% we're talking about, doesn't kick in until December of 14.
Right. Well, and
the second phase, December of 15, and the final 0.5% December of 16. So, as Paul Ryan would say if he saw on the report that said, in a way we bought some time on this, but we've also set some good precedent with having an orderly process of appropriations instead of this willy-nilly CR thing. And so, we have a divided government.
Yeah. Well,
Republican House and we have a Harry Reid Senate, which look how obstinate they've been during the shutdown of us trying to put good measures forward, and they completely stop us.
But Doug, when you and I talked, here's what I think is that we need to move forward. And I'm all for this bill. I'm all for this budget bill if it was truly bipartisan. There's parts you're not going to ever like. On the other hand, we have to save our military, and this may be part of it. And with the sequestration, I'm glad we move forward with this. I'm glad that we have a bipartisan bill. At least we have something to move forward with. And I think there's a lot of people that feel that way.
Well, it's a little bit more hopeful in the place. Yeah. People actually see that the two sides are talking together. You should try and find that interview with Paul Ryan and Patty Murray that was done on NBC the other day.
Yeah.
And, it looked like a really earnest effort to say, America, we're really trying to talk together, which we don't do very well very often.
Well, right now, I think it's like 9% the approval rate. So we can leave
9 or 11.
Maybe we can get it up to 15 or something like that. Hey, we have to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Congressman Doug Lamoff is our guest.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right. Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, our guest tomorrow will be Dan Fagan, one of our new guests, one of our new radio hosts, friends of Sarah Palin, an Alaska talk radio king, has been traveling around, but he'll be joining our local stable of great, great radio shows here, but he'll be our guest tomorrow. Our guest today, of course, is Congressman Doug LaMoffa, and back for Christmas.
Nice to be home.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the big thing. I know you've heard, but our own Reading Enterprise Hornets are playing for the Division II State Football Championships this Saturday against Chaminade down in Carson, California.
I have heard that. You know, we've had some tremendous success with some of our NorCal teams here. Butte College just won the state championship here and is likely, there's a decent chance it could be rated number one in the whole nation for junior colleges.
Wow.
And, Del Oro, which is just down here, near Roseville, won a big one the other day. So we have Enterprise up the road from us here and Butte College right in my backyard and Del Oro down there. They're playing for state level championships. So
That's right.
NorCal.
Yeah. We're going to be broadcasting that show live, the football game live. We're sending our people down there. We've got the broadcast rights for that. So, tune in via the, internet.
Go get them Hornets.
Yeah. The other thing too, I wanted to thank you, and I talked about this with everybody on Monday, the opportunity to meet some really fine young men and women that were applying for the academies. And I tell you what, it renews your faith in, the fact that America is in good hands.
Really is, and I appreciate that panel vetting these young folks with your expertise and background on that, and keep sending these good people into our academies. It does give hope for our country, and so guys like me in the Congress have to set the table for having it be able to be function well and have what they need, and that's why we battle the way we do, and the decisions are hard. Again, the other day, that was not an easy thing for me to decide to do, but when you start looking at all the pieces there, then it starts almost actually become obvious with some of the things we have on there, and I have to come to you and say, you know what, here's why we did it. We don't like it in some phases, but we're in divided government here. We have a Republican philosophy in the House and a Democrat philosophy in the Senate, and I'm not sure what the one is in the White House.
Whatever way the wind's blowing that day. So.
Yeah, so, you know, we do the best we can and try and keep on a track that doesn't compromise our belief system. But we've changed some directions, I think, quite a bit this year. Early on in the spring when it was no budget, no pay, we got the Senate to the table to actually put out a budget document. And I think that led up to, they had a budget that had vast new spending, a new national debt in the future years, and we were able to get this one thing done at this end of this year. We have a farm bill that is changing the direction of the farm bill here, where there's personal sacrifice for farmers like me and others in that we're getting less out of it. That's the type of sacrifice that's necessary. Everybody's going to have to put something on the table in order for us to get to a balanced budget. And for the young people we're talking about here a minute ago, or the others that we saw last night and yesterday, they need to have the future too, and we can't spend it for them. So
that's right.
It takes a little bit of sacrifice across the board and honesty in what we're doing instead of sloughing it off to the future. And so I think we've taken some pretty good and decent steps this year in this Congress. You know, I got the question last night about, well, you guys didn't pass very many bills this year. Well, you don't measure by how many bills you pass. It's what kind of policy do you set forth? What do you reform? Well, what is your long-term goal? So. Yeah. Carl, thank you for everything.
Well, do you know, Congressman, thanks a lot for coming on today. And wish you a Merry Christmas for you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you all, and have a safe and joyous Christmas season, okay?
You bet, and you take care. Okay. All right. Again, it's good guys against the bad guys, my friends. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. After clearing a key hurdle today, a compromise budget bill is on its way to final Senate approval, perhaps as soon as tomorrow.
Washington Democratic Senator Patty Murray is a co-author of the bipartisan bill.
This bill is a compromise. And that means neither side got everything they wanted, and both of us had to give a bit.
Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions says he certainly didn't get what he wanted.
I believe it can be improved. I believe it should be improved.
The first vote in the Senate virtually guarantees final passage of the budget bill, which the House passed last week. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.
Their helicopter apparently experienced engine trouble and crashed in southern Afghanistan. 6 U.S. service members are dead. A wildfire in California's Big Sur has destroyed at least 15 homes, forcing 100 people to evacuate. No injuries, zero containment.